It's Friday night, which means it's time for the Friday Night Nicktoons podcast. I'm Casey.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are looking back on the podcast, and I'll probably never post this, but I figure might as well start recording. So, anyway, I figure why not capture this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I just want to say I like that the eye to Ashley came so naturally.
Same with, like, it took me a second to go, did we say it's time for the Friday Night Nicktoons podcast? But we absolutely did.
We definitely did, every time. And we switched off who started it.
Yep. Each week.
And then, like, last week we talked about blah, 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 blah. This week we're talking about our Twitter poll results were, like, you know, that was
I'm looking at the Friday the 13th episode, and what I said was, we also put out our weekly Twitter poll asking a question that will be edited in later.
Incredible.
And then you said, this time, we've got three episodes that revolve around Friday the 13th. Stay safe out there today, all you superstitious listeners. God, we were so cheesy. And I said, if you really enjoy our podcast, we'd love it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. Don't be a Squidward. Thanks for listening. Now let's get started. And on our final episode, we timed it together.
We did. It was lovely. I am glad that we have the time to have, like, an official stated end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to get together and be like, this is, we're good. We've done it. We've accomplished what we wanted to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to call it a day. And we got to actually, you know.
On my phone, I still have the recording from when we were stoned out of our minds.
Oh my god.
We gotta listen to that sometime.
What were we even watching? Was it Go Wild?
Rugrats Go Wild.
Yeah, I've still never actually really seen that
movie. I think we fell asleep for a lot of it.
Yes. But in my life, I've never seen Rugrats Go Wild, and we do need to watch it, I feel like.
I remember the beginning, but that's about it. And we did one episode after we called it quits. Do you remember what that was?
Was that Invader Zim?
No, we planned to do Invader Zim, but we never did. We watched it, obviously. It was Static Cling was our final episode. We ended the podcast in January of 2019, which, wow, that wasn't that long ago.
Also, like,
4 years ago, just about, I guess. No, I guess that makes sense. It's been longer since the podcast ended than we actually did it for.
It's a little sad.
But not by much. That might not even be true. I think it was 4 years.
Which is wild, frankly. Yeah,
pretty amazing. 126 episodes.
We're as dedicated to the show as we were to our undergrad experience.
Right, yep. Oh, we did, huh, one of our final episodes was called Zanzibar Rocco's. Oh, it was the musical Zanzibar episode.
Oh, it was cute, wasn't it?
We liked it, yeah. And it was still Ashley's thoughts and Casey's bullshit by then. I guess we stopped being creative with our notes. If this ever gets published, listeners, what prompted this recording was, we were looking at the old documents, and we would name our notes, like, we would, like, clown each other in our notes about the episodes, and there were some pretty darn good ones.
Yeah, we would, like, so the very beginning, it was just Ashley's notes and Casey's notes. We kind of have them in, like, a side-by-side Word document, and we'd watch the episode at the same time, usually, when we could. And we'd bold, like, the things that we decided later were good talking points. So we did have some editing, even if it felt like we were talking about random things. We did have some editing in the process. But we Casey's incoherent ramblings and Ashley's obvious thoughts that make the podcast worse or something that. Those aren't the word for word.
That was close. The It was rambling, incoherent nonsense, so you were very close on one of them. I think my favorite is it's very simple. It's from our 7th episode, One Season Wonders, and we named our notes Ashley's Casey's and Casey's Ashley's. Just a very good concept.
We really did have fun, though. I think it didn't stop being fun at any point.
Agreed.
Over the years.
Oh, and we did the 3 Fairly Odd Parents movies in a row. That must have been fun.
Oh.
Channel Chasers, School's Out, and Abercatastrophe.
Yeah, which is also how we got on the whole conversation of me hating musical episodes.
Right.
Which,
have you come around?
My defense, well, we know that I came around on School's Out. Because listeners, I consume marijuana on occasion. I hope that doesn't change anybody's view of me. And
they're all like 40 years old by now.
Yeah, at least, right? Casey and I, for some reason, I don't even know if it was even summer when we watched it. Might have been.
Yeah, maybe it was, me graduating or something.
I literally don't remember what prompted it at all, but I remember that I was high and we watched it and it worked for me. I suddenly saw all of the magic of the moment.
It's good. It's really good.
Other than I stand by Timmy sings too much.
Yeah, it's true. And too high.
Yep.
Oh, we did a Catman episode when Adam West died. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Because it was literally voiced by Adam West, right?
Yep.
Kind of funny in itself.
We did an episode called Angry Beavers Special. The episodes were Pass It On, which is Norb and Dag, along with their friends, make up a story involving Weenie stealing a queen and lots of crazy characters.
Yes!
That was such a good one.
Oh, and they all, like, kind of go through their little bits, and that's where we really meet the side characters. Most of what we've watched are probably just that exists of Angry Beavers. It's just the two of them?
Yeah.
But their side characters are actually great.
Barry Bear is awesome, based on Barry White, who's got just the smoothest baritone in the world. We both said it reminded us of Rixty Minutes, the Interdimensional Cable episode.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The next episode was Sang'em High. Laverta Lutz teaches Dag how to win arguments, telling him that the argument's over when the fat beaver sings. As a result, Dag ends every argument that Norb puts him in by starting musical numbers, until Norb tells him that he actually loves one of the songs and tries to get him to sing it again. I hardly remember this one.
I don't remember that at all.
There's a hula skirt. I remember that. Yep.
I think with this one, I think we literally were just like, we were like, wait a minute, this Angry Beavers show, which we didn't really watch as children much, is good.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to watch more of that. And we were just like, let's just do it.
Yeah. The third episode of that special was called Brothers to the End. And the description is, the new millennium forces Norb and Dag to recreate the Earth.
That's the baklava one, right?
Yep.
That's the...
Or is that the New Year's one? Oh, it is.
No, it's
the same episode. It aired on December 31st, 1999.
Which, appropriate to say, I don't know if it is... Yeah, no, it is. It is December 31st right now for both of us, so there's some appropriateness to that coming up.
Ooh, cancel me for this exchange. I said, is Dag Jewish, baklava, and tukis, in quotes? And you said, I thought baklava was Greek, but maybe I'm misremembering. And I said, oh, might be, LOL, just sounded Hebrew to me.
Oh, God.
I think I meant Yiddish.
To think that you would live in Astoria one day.
Right.
Your neighbors would have a moment. Incredible, though.
Yeah, that was a good episode. The voice of fate saying, dot, 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 you don't like baklava?
Yes. I think our Twitter poll was just, do you like baklava?
It was, and I think people got it correct.
I mean, yeah. Correct. correct in that if you don't like baklava, you are wrong.
I found our conspiracy characters episode.
Oh, that was so fun.
The secret origin of... do you remember who the three were? Here's a quiz.
Okay. Definitely, obviously, Crocker.
Uh-huh.
There's like a... some sort of a monster hunter from Real Monsters.
Well done. That's the one I thought you wouldn't get. Do you remember his name?
God, no.
I'll give you a hint. He has the same name as Ice King from Adventure Time.
Unfortunately, I didn't watch enough Adventure Time to know that.
There's also a children's game involving this name, in which you have to, like, do certain physical movements.
Simon?
Yes.
There we go, yep.
And then
okay.
You know, the third.
Wait, the third one. Hold on, let me think. Okay. I should know this. I feel bad because I got the trickier one apparently.
It's sort of a, like it's anti the protagonist. It's like the foil for the protagonist of the show.
Oh! Invader Zim.
Uh huh.
And it's oh my god, what's his fucking name?
It sounds similar to Zim.
I would say it's like Dib? It's not Dib.
It is Dib. You nailed it.
Oh!
Well done.
I was like, that's such a dumb name. It wouldn't just be Dib.
It is.
Oh, I
wonder,
that's a fun
wonder what
concept.
We said about the Hey Arnold movie. My first comment.
Adoring it.
My first comment is pretty indicative. I said, God, I hope this doesn't suck.
Yeah, I mean, in our defense, Nickelodeon has let us down historically with some of its revamps, which, in case any of you were thinking we might come back to discuss every episode of the Patrick Star Show, we will not be doing that.
Right, because we'll be starting our own Patrick Star Show podcast. It just won't be FNN.
It's the spinoff.
I think we will have to watch this, episode that combines the SpongeBob multiverse or whatever. We kind of have to, right?
Happening, right? Like, we do, but I hate it. Like, I really hate. I hate that they've called it the SpongeBob extended universe. Like, I hate everything about what it is.
Yeah. Do we have a fun fact that we've learned in the last 4 years to wrap up our podcast episode?
Fun fact.
Maybe that the SpongeBob spinoffs are terrible. It's not very fun.
You know, I'm trying to think if there's anything in our time. Fun fact. This is a fun fact about us that I think you should know, listeners, if anybody ever listens to this, is we still, well, especially me, but Casey and I will often get on a call for at least one. We watch the Nicktoon specials for all the major holidays.
Actually, more so than me, believe it or not. But we both do, that's for sure. This year we watched Rocket Power.
Rocket Power and Hey Arnold Christmas episodes. And
SpongeBob.
I stand by. And SpongeBob, you're right. And we also watched the SpongeBob Snow episode.
Yes.
And not the snow episode where they have the snowball fight, but the snow episode where they're in Sandy's
the Dirty Dan episode. And we also watched the Nickelodeon movies classic Snow Day, the first day it snowed in both Chicago and Cincinnati. Also, I live in Cincinnati for the moment for grad school. Life takes you weird places.
I'm still in Chicago because my life takes me nowhere.
I may upload this. And if you listen to this, if you're still subscribed and you listen to this episode all the way, I'm not on Twitter anymore because I value my mental health, but Ashley doesn't.
I think I just don't go on.
Right.
I technically have a Twitter. I don't look at it often, but I can check in.
So here's what you need to do if you listen to this, because I will upload it if I even know how to do that anymore. Oh, it was a website. It was like podcasts.com or something. If you listen to... Is it?
I could be wrong.
I think you're right, because you had to upload for me a couple of times when I was off Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Regardless, what should they DM you, Ashley, if they've listened to this?
Should be something funny, right?
Yeah.
They should DM me. You know what? Actually, I want you to DM me your favorite moment of FNN. That
oh, that's really nice. And then also let's do like a little code phrase. Like, maybe just, and let's get started. Now let's get started.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I hope Cam is still subscribed and has a quality meme. We're still Switch buddies.
It really was. What a good time. I know we like already kind of went through this whole nostalgia thing on our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
But that we can look back at it, and obviously it's been a few years of chaos and craziness, and a lot has changed.
Indeed.
But Casey and I are still best friends, and we still are. Watch Nicktoons together.
It's
and
true.
I just think, and we still look back fondly upon this podcast, and like how many people can say that they have such a great rapport with anybody, you know?
So, 128 episodes, not including We're In Between, you know?
That's actually insane.
Pretty amazing.
I think we had somewhere too, like the number of episodes we talked about.
Oh yeah, I can pull that up.
Just thought about doing that.
No, there is. I fastidiously kept a list of all of our data.
Oh yes, of course.
We have. This is worth discussing. Just discussing about. That's all I'm gonna say. Because I'm not gonna edit this at all. So.
Yeah.
I just messaged you both links. Oh, it says unauthorized, which is weird. You should have access.
I might have had access on my U of I account.
Mm.
Because I was still using my student one for a while. But you think we would have switched over after I graduated.
Right. Let's do it. Yeah, this is 2019. Last edited February 6th, 2019. So we're almost 4 years from the end of our podcast, believe it or not. Do you remember which show we discussed the most?
As in, like, the most episodes of?
Yes. Yeah, not, like, time stamp or whatever.
Yeah, that's, or, like, not number of podcast episodes, but number
of... Yeah, total show episodes that we discussed. It's close between two, and then there's a bit of a drop-off.
Okay, my immediate thought would just be SpongeBob.
That was second.
Hey Arnold?
Yeah, we discussed 33 episodes of Hey Arnold.
Wow. I mean, I think part of that was just that, you know, not that, like, SpongeBob definitely, I think, carried a larger part of both of our childhoods and everything, but Hey Arnold needed more love, and I stand by that.
Yep. Ooh, I accidentally edited the document. I feel like I just soiled an artifact.
I was gonna say, you just spat on the fucking...
Soiled it. I burned down the Mona Lisa in my glass onion. Spoilers. I won't. I refuse to edit it out. So yeah, Hey Arnold, then SpongeBob. What do you think was third? There's another big drop-off between third and fourth.
Okay. So, Fairly Odd Parents, maybe?
Yes, good call. Because I was going to give you a hint that Jimmy Neutron was near the top of our list, and then we just straight up stopped discussing it for several years.
That kind of trash. I think we hit a point with Jimmy Neutron. Not that we dislike the show, we don't, but it's just, like, partially, I think, honestly, one of the bigger things that I have an issue with on it, it's just that it doesn't look very good.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
It just doesn't. And so it kind of made us not want to keep watching it, because it looks bad. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Like, it's aged poorly in terms of animation. I know that at the time it wasn't.
So then I'll give you a hint. Our fourth was Avatar. That's not a hint. That's just telling you. Because we started a watch of Avatar and didn't finish it. Next up.
That's actually shocking, but that's not shocking given that. Yeah, okay.
Tied for fifth are two Nicktoons that are very different, both of which we've talked about tonight.
Okay. Angry Beavers.
That is seventh.
Okay.
We discussed 11 episodes of Angry Beavers. These are both 14.
Okay. Okay. I'm processing here. I keep thinking of things it's definitely not. Like, it's not Aw Real Monsters. We probably had, like, four, if that.
Five. Very close.
Okay.
I had tiers. That was in our second tier.
Yeah.
And okay, quick detour. How many second tier shows can you name?
Okay.
Six, seven. There's eight of them, and we discussed them between 2 and 5 times each.
Okay. Okay. So we have the one is Aureal Monsters.
Yes, one of eight.
My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Ding, ding, ding. Or, sorry, correct!
Thornberries? Or is that higher?
It is low first tier. We watched it 6 times.
Okay.
But you're very, that was very close.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to rack my brain now. Hold on. Cat Scratch?
Cat Scratch is correct. It was 5, but yes.
Wow!
We loved Cat Scratch. That's like half the episodes of Cat Scratch. I think there were 13.
How it was on the One Season Wonders. That's so funny.
Yep.
I stand by it. Cat Scratch is a joy.
It's good. Human Kimberly, that giant girl. So you've got 2 of the 8. Can you get 2 more?
Did I have 3?
What was the other? Because Thornberries was tier 1.
Why did I think I had 3? I might not have.
Our Nicktoons are like Animal Crossing GameCube towns. They're 3-tiered.
Chalk Zone?
Ding, ding, ding. How many times do you think?
I'm going to say 4.
You are exactly right, and I knew you'd say that. I don't know why. It was 4.
So I've got Chalk Zone.
It was our 20th. Chalk Zone was our 20th most discussed Nicktoon.
Which is crazy in itself. Yeah. That many Nicktoons. Yep. That much content. Okay, so I have... What was the first one that I said that prompted you to start this whole thing? Oh, was it Aureal Monsters?
It was, yep. We only did it 5 times.
So we've got Aureal Monsters, Cat Scratch.
Yep.
And...
Chalk Zone.
Chalk Zone. Okay, what? Let me think. Angry Beavers is going to be higher than that.
Angry Beavers is the one that was 7th with 11 episodes.
Yeah.
By the way, just to circle back and give you some closure, do you have a guess on the tie for 5th?
Okay, tie for 5th. Would be. What did we say? So we've got SpongeBob, Hey Arnold.
Fairly Odd Parents. Hey Arnold was 1st, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Avatar was 4th.
Okay.
Then these 2, then Angry Beavers.
These 2, then Angry Beavers.
One is pre, one is post SpongeBob. Listeners, another thing we decided was that the Nicktoons we love have 2 eras, which is basically before SpongeBob and after SpongeBob. And both eras are great, but they're very different.
Okay, Rocko's?
Rocko is 9th. We only discussed it 8 times.
Okay. It just felt like one that we often would try to get back to when we could.
Yep.
This is a struggle.
They're both heavy hitters. Both Final Four in Nick Madness.
That's what's killing me is, like, I know that I should know this. Oh, Rugrats.
Yep, Rugrats is tied for 5th. It was more recent, so I put it higher up.
Yeah, okay.
And there's one more.
Doug. It's gotta be Doug. I'm kidding.
I'll give you credit for Doug for 2nd tier. That's another tier one. 4 times.
Okay.
Here's a clue if you want it.
Give me, like, 10 more seconds, and then you can give me the clue. Okay, post SpongeBob Nicktoons that I enjoyed watching. It's one of those things where, like, the more you think about it, the harder your mind gets blocked. Give me the hint. Give me the hint. I'm a sucker. I'll take it.
For better or worse, I'd say it is known for its animation.
Okay.
It also had a surprising Nick Madness performance.
Oh, is this Jimmy Neutron?
It is. Yep.
Okay.
We talked about it 14 times, and I have to say...
That's surprisingly high.
I couldn't tell you a single one of those episodes, except maybe the Libby Egyptian one. We definitely did that one.
Yeah, I...
We did the movie.
Yeah, that was on Beach Day, I think.
At some point, we changed our formula. At one point, the movies counted as three, but then I think I changed it back to one.
Yeah, because I think we... Yeah. Because we're like, it's three times the length, but... Does that really matter?
So now I'm going to be extra silly. We've now named the top nine, the top ten, except for two, the eighth and the tenth.
Okay. And so these are still tier one?
Yep. Tier one. Tier one is the first 13.
Okay. Got this. Doing very well. I'm very, very proud of myself.
You have been doing well.
No matter
and listeners,
what.
To be clear, if you've lost the thread or zoned out, or if we're being unclear, we are going through which Nicktoons we discussed the most times on our podcast. That's
yes.
So we're looking for the eighth and the tenth most discussed at this point.
Yep, and we've named a lot of great shows
mm-hmm.
thus far. So we have a pretty solid set.
One is a holiday special we recently watched. One is not.
Okay, so we got Rocket Power. Did I already mention Rocket Power?
Rocket Power is eighth. We discussed it 9 times. And the Capture the Flag episode is a top 5 Nicktoon episode for me of all of them.
It's so good.
It's perfect.
It captures that childhood feeling.
The pettiness.
So well.
The freedom. Yes. The friendships, it's perfect. And I don't even love Rocket Power. I like it very much. But that episode is a masterpiece.
It really is. It's everything. It's everything you ever dreamed of in a childhood Capture the Flag game. It's the Capture the Flag game of your dreams.
Yep.
And,
so I'm going to give you the 10th, but I'm going to ask a new question in response. I'm not going to tell you, but I'll give you an obvious clue. This 10th place, the amount of episodes we discussed, does not include a spin-off podcast that we did about this show.
So that's going to be As Told by Ginger. Yep.
So how many episodes of Ginger did we discuss on FNN, not We're In Between?
Okay. I'm trying to remember the numbers that you said.
I think it's higher than you'd think.
To, like, 7?
Yes, perfect. And then, okay, the remaining 3 in Tier 1 are...
Like Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy, Wild Thornberries, and Invader Zim all tied for 11th with 6.
Yeah, okay.
Then we go into Tier 2, which you have gotten 4 of. You've gotten Cat Scratch, Ah Real Monsters, Doug, and Chalk Zone. Any chance you got the other 4?
Okay, let me think of what the could be. Okay. Oh, I just had a thought of one and now I'm blanking on what it is. Be clear too, I'm like obviously not looking at like a list of all of the Nicktoons or anything like that. I'm just kind of spitballing here. Of my memory of all of the Nicktoons. There's many. Cat Dog
is one, correct. Also, it is podcast.com, by the way.
Nice. Okay, you were right.
I just checked, but it has a total redesign. This is very overwhelming. Wait, maybe I can see when we were last listened to.
Ooh, that'd be fascinating.
We had 70 plays on Christmas Eve of this year. Can that be right?
That seems way too high.
Are they all bots? We had 12 plays today.
There's no way, right? Like,
who knows?
I mean, maybe. I guess there's that many people.
But I'm
like,
signed
not...
in, so I will upload this to the podcast app, and then whoever listens will listen. What are they supposed to tell you again? They're supposed to DM you, now let's get started, and their favorite memory of the show. And if they're Cam, they need to send a meme.
Yes, correct. And you can send a meme if you're not Cam, but
Cam
I don't
is required. Yeah.
If you send me a message and there's no meme, then Well, I'm not even gonna acknowledge it. Okay, so I've gotten five, right? I've got three left?
Yeah, you've gotten Cat Scratch, Aureal Monsters, Doug, Chalk Zone, and what was the last one you just did? I don't want to say it because I don't want to give one away.
Yeah, no, I just said it, so you'd think I would remember what it was. Was it Ren and Stimpy that I just said?
That was tier one.
That was up. That was tier one. Sorry, we said a lot of names of things.
Okay, I'm just going to say it because I'm pretty sure you said it. You said Cat Dog, right?
I did say Cat Dog, yes.
So that's five of eight. There are three more.
Okay, there's three more.
All three are pretty significant culture, not culturally, but like in our world.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure I know them. Obviously I know them. I know all of them.
I'm going to give you some FNN related hints. One of them was featured in the Girl Power episode that we did.
Oh, My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Ding, ding, ding. That's 6 out of 10. Two more. One is a spinoff. The other is created by one of our top three shows creators.
Okay. Wait, does Preschool Days technically make this? Did we discuss Preschool Days
twice? That's in tier three, but we did discuss it twice. I just didn't allow it to be in tier two.
No, I agree. I agree.
It's in tier three, along with Mr. Meaty, one. The X's, one. The Mighty Bee, zero. And El Tigre, The Adventures of Manny Rivera, also zero.
Okay. Yeah, Preschool Days is so bad. Okay. You just said spit off and that's where my brain went.
You're on the right track.
All Grown Up.
Yep. That's 7 out of 8. And now the eighth is created by the same creator as either Hey Arnold, SpongeBob, or Fairly Odd Parents.
God, what else did Hartman make?
Ooh, you're on the right track. You've got it.
Yeah. Well, because I was thinking, I was like, Hillenburg definitely didn't. And,
And Craig Bartlett.
Ed Bartlett didn't, because I would have lost my mind if either of them did, right?
He had like some non-Nicktoon shows, but.
Yeah, but not anything that we would have. Well, we watched Party Wagon, technically.
Yeah, that was good.
But
you're on the right track. Think animation style. It's a major Nicktoon post-SpongeBob.
That looks similar to Fairly Odd Parents, but it's not Fairly Odd Parents, obviously. Similar. Oh, I'm killing myself here. I know it.
Do you want a musical hint?
Hold on, maybe you're just saying that there could be a
musical I'm thinking hint. That'll get you there.
Hold on. Keep thinking of like things that it's definitely not that we like literally never watched. Like there's like that Tough Puppy or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. That. You've got the sandwich of this show of Butch Hartman shows.
Yeah, I was like we never watched that. I don't think I've ever seen a single episode of it. Like I literally don't think I've ever watched it.
Right, which is amazing. This the main character of the show was a sexual awakening. Yes, for many gay men.
That's what did it. I got that before you even said sexual, it came to my brain.
That's great.
But also, yes.
That's funny. So yeah, that's 22 Nicktoons that I led you to get, but I wouldn't have gotten some of them. Here's just bonus points. We did an episode on currently airing Nicktoons at the time. I'm sure they're all canceled by now. Do you remember any of them?
They were currently airing, but new.
One is probably still on, but the other two are definitely not. Yep, Loud House is the obvious one.
Harvey Beaks.
Yep. Wow.
Because I remember really enjoying it.
The other one is an alliteration, kind of. WTTW is the initials.
WTTW.
It's about a hotel and spies, I think. Definitely about a hotel.
don't know if I remember this one at all.
It's called Welcome to the Wayne.
No.
Patricia recommended it. It was like a spies in a hotel.
Yeah, it's not even that I disliked it or anything. I just don't have any memory of it at all. Like, that does not unlock a single anything.
Now, but here's, if you get any of these, I will Venmo you $2 right now.
$2?
Yeah.
Oh, stakes are high.
Rejected Nickelodeon pilots. Pilots that never got produced beyond the pilot. Three shows. Do you remember any of the names? They were all Patricia recommendations, and we enjoyed them very much.
Oh man. I remember one of them.
I don't think one I would have gotten any of these.
Well, I don't think I do. One of them, I can vaguely remember what they were about, but only barely.
We liked one more than the others, and that was called Constant Pain, P-A-Y-N-E. Yeah.
Okay, do you know what's really funny is that I was thinking, I was like, I had the thought, Max Payne? And then I was like, wow. No, that's definitely not it. That's a video game series that is not related. But so I did have the pain
you
in
were
my
close,
brain there,
yep.
The P-A-Y-N-E, but that's not right. That's not it.
The other two, one was about a family of reptiles that have superpowers, I think.
Yeah.
Any recollection on the title?
No.
Thunder Lizards?
Definitely not. Nope.
And the other was called The Modifiers, which I couldn't tell you anything about.
No, yep.
And then, okay, we're almost through our entire discography, as it were.
Yes.
We had three Nick Jr. episodes. What shows were they from?
Yardigans.
Yep.
Dora the Explorer and Wonder Pets.
Well done. Last thing. There are two more shows we discussed that I considered fourth tier because they were so ancillary. One is not a Nicktoon. The other is not a Nicktoon. But I'm going to explain to you why they're not. One is not a Nicktoon because it's mostly live action. The other is not a Nicktoon because it's made by a creator of a Nicktoon.
Okay. So...
one we've discussed tonight.
Oh, see. Wait, is Party Wagon in there
or
no? Yep,
exactly. I calculated Party Wagon because I was very anal retentive about this. There is one more.
I think Ned's Declassified and the Fairly Odd Parents show up in it.
We did, you're right, but we never did that. We never discussed it.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Because the janitor was Cosmo, too.
Ugh, dang, I thought...
So this is an episode that's mostly live action, I think, but has some animation. Think before our time, Nickelodeon.
Oh, is this, what was it even called? This is like the 90s thing. It was like,
here's
called,
a hint. Some of the title.
Had like Claymation Hey Arnold in it and stuff too.
Yeah. And the action figures.
Yeah, the action figures and, like, I can picture it so.
Here's a word hint. At the end of one of the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend finales, theme songs, she says half of the title.
Is it Blam something?
Yeah.
Kablam?
Kablam. Nailed it.
Yeah.
And the final question... how many pieces of media did we watch in individual episodes, movies, whatever, in total?
Okay, so, I mean, we had, 120-some episodes, and on average, those are going to have more than one.
Mm-hmm.
So what, like 350?
Less.
That'd be high.
We did a lot of movies.
300 even?
No.
What, less than 300?
Yes.
280.
232.
That was way too high.
But if you include As Told by Ginger, you're about spot on with the 300.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. You did well. You did better than I would have, I think. I wouldn't have gotten all three Nick Jr. shows, I don't think.
I truly don't know why, but I was thinking about recording that the other day.
That was a fun one.
I had, like, a weird, like, memory. And I remember I was in lab at the time, and I was, like, waiting for this experiment to run. and I just remember, like, sitting, and I remember us, because it was April Fool's, it was, like, the whole bit was that we were pretending that we were switching over to a Nicktoons podcast. And I just remember us being, like, truly... The worst by far was the Dora one.
Yeah, that was an insufferable episode. The alligators playing soccer.
Oh my god. Like, I honestly, I don't even think that it's necessarily a bad children's show, but we are not children.
Right. Whereas Wonder Pets and Backyardigans had something for us.
Yeah, they had some cute songs and stuff, and Wonder Pets, I think, was the most enjoyable, but at least they had, like, a little bit more, and I think Dora is here. A little younger, but just the pacing
yeah,
versus what we're used to with, like, our Hey Arnold episodes that can bring tears to your eyes in a matter of 12 minutes.
It's true. Dora is not reaching those emotional levels.
It was like, do you know what a soccer ball is? And you're like, no, God, yeah, of course I do.
Even the soccer game itself was like, should I kick the ball? It's like, oh my God.
What a joy.
Yep. But yeah, we did a lot of movies, so that brings our total down, yeah. But our hours up, you know?
Right.
And we've watched so many episodes since, too.
And I think, too, probably, like, we watched a lot of episodes because of the podcast, but didn't end up putting them on, right? Like,
right.
There were many times where we would, like, watch, like, we'd read a description of an Angry Beavers episode, we'd be like, ooh, let's watch that one, too. Or, like, we'd be watching a part A of an episode, we'd be like, yeah, let's watch the part B of this one, too. And we wouldn't, like, put notes on it or air it or anything like that. So I'm sure the total amount of content that we watched is very, very high. Due to the podcast.
And near the end of the podcast, or afterwards, I did an entire Hey Arnold watch, and that was so rewarding.
Yeah. And I actually, I did finally, just I think about a year ago, I did my As Told by Ginger full watch through that I never actually did.
Yeah.
So.
That's a special one.
Both of those are worth watching all the way through. I can't promise that every episode is worth your time, but I'd say 95% of them in both shows are.
I also have to say, a year or two, early pandemic, I did an entire watch of the first three seasons of SpongeBob, and if you need a reminder of how magnificent that show is, it's worth watching those first three seasons in order, because it's just banger after banger.
It is. It's impeccable. It's... What a good existence Nicktoons are and were. Yeah. And
unfortunately aren't really today. It seems like they're really floundering.
Yeah, by R I meant more like R in that we can still watch the old ones.
It's true. And I don't think it's like only 90s kids remember to say that Nickelodeon has lost its way and Paramount has lost its way.
Yeah, and I think too, like, I'm sure... And I'm just not in line with it, but I'm sure. Or actually, Owl House on Disney is incredible. It's an animated series. Highly recommend it. Nice. I was just gonna say, I'm sure there's new animation that has filled gaps of being really, really good. So if you haven't watched Owl House, I highly recommend it.
Nice. I did Steven Universe early pandemic, and that was stunning.
Also very, very good.
We love Over the Garden Wall very much.
Very much.
Although that's not even that new anymore, which makes me feel like a pillar of dust.
Yeah. Owl House is still creating new episodes.
Show that people were really excited about. It was something about a train. Or maybe it was Cartoon Network.
I could not tell you.
It had train in the Infinity Train. Animation people were very into that by the end of our podcast. It was an anthology series. It switched to HBO Max. The most recent season was in April 2021. I can't tell if it looks like it's over, but people love it. Yeah, animation is alive and well. I just feel that children's animation is lacking compared to what we
had. Especially, I think Nickelodeon became just more of like, I don't know, like it almost like became a caricature of itself.
Right. And the fact that they're cashing in on SpongeBob remakes that nobody's watching, like Camp Coral and the Patrick Starr show, not even remakes, but just these horrible spin-offs that ignore canon, have nothing to do with the source material. I guess you could say they're similar to new SpongeBob, which is also terrible. Try to watch it for 5 seconds. It's impossible.
I just think it's important that, like, it's not, we don't have anything against new animation. It's just not on Nickelodeon. Oh, the live action Fairly Odd Parents, dear God.
Yeah, don't even want to go there. God, I've only seen commercials and oof.
Rugrats 3D remake, right? Like, these things are sad. Frankly, for who?
Since the podcast ended, I've worked with kids a lot, and I like to test the waters of, like, what do they know about Nicktoons? And hardly anything. So the Rugrats spinoff didn't land. None of them are watching. You know, a kid that I work with is about to do the SpongeBob musical, and he said that kids at his school were disappointed because, quote, it's for adults. It's for parents, is how he worded it. It's a show for parents. I was aghast.
Yeah, we felt our age a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of growing
up.
They know
who SpongeBob is, but it's not as omnipotent as it was in our day.
Right.
Which, is it over yet? Did they finally put it to rest?
I don't know.
I think, it's still going. Wikipedia says it's still going. 278 episodes.
That's
Wait a
beyond
minute.
Dead.
Okay, the Wikipedia page for SpongeBob, chapter 6, or category 6, is criticism. 6.1, controversies. 6.11, sexuality. 6.12, other. And then 6.2 is allegations of declining quality.
Wow.
I wouldn't even call them allegations. I think it's just fact.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, basically no show can be running that long and still be good, right? Like,
I like this quote from the AV Club from 2018. As the series went on, quote, it leaned hard into kid-friendly physical humor and gross-out moments that appealed to no one in particular.
Yeah, which is also what we talked about, right? Like, we talked about that a lot, but, like, that gross-out humor, it's just very, I don't know, it's very bottom-of-the-barrel stuff. It's like, it's jokes that kids might make to one another because we're, you know, they're kids and it hits and it's funny, but also, like, it's not what you want from your television shows.
And this Hillenburg quote, I've heard people say he didn't want spinoffs, but this quote is pretty damning. He said, the show is about SpongeBob, he's the core element, and it's about how he relates to the other characters. Hillenburg told Television Business International, quote, Patrick by himself might be a bit too much, so I don't see any spinoffs.
Which,
he was right.
Quite frankly, Patrick Starr show, if you watch the Patrick Starr show and you like it, I'm sorry. I need to understand your brain. I need to set up a research lab.
Yeah.
DM
Ashley on Twitter. Are you still at the AWITS?
Yes. Unless you are under the age of 5, in which case you're forgiven. It's fine.
Yeah, even like, a 6-year-old who likes the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Still DM me if you're 6, but if you're 5, okay. I get it. Like, say no more.
Yep. Well, here's what I'm gonna do now. I'm gonna upload this tonight. It's gonna be episode 129. I'm not gonna upload the episode in which we're stoned out of our minds yet. Maybe you'll get that one day. But I wanna see if this makes any splash. Tweet, I think the FNN account still exists, so feel free to tweet at it. I might sign in and check. So what else we had, how would we sign off? We had a whole thing. Or is there anything else you want to say to our listeners?
I think we've about covered it.
Yeah.
I
Y'all are awesome. You made it so
yeah,
special.
it really was such a special time. I hope, even if you don't, consciously think about it often, I like to hope that y'all have some good memories, and maybe occasionally a thought of like, oh yeah, listening to that was good times. That's really all we want, right?
Yep.
Or maybe you dug into some old Nicktoons of your own and like found joy in that. Because yeah, even if you are younger and you weren't like around when these things were airing, I still think they hold up. I still think they're worth watching.
Me
To
too.
add some content to the content list that I know we all have.
Yeah, and give any reason for Paramount Plus to exist, which for Nicktoons alone is worth it. But yeah, what's our fun fact for this potential final episode? Who knows what the actual final episode will be? Maybe we'll be 80 years old and still occasionally checking in.
That's about right.
Maybe our fun fact is that SpongeBob is still running.
Oh, but that's so unfun.
It's true. Maybe our fun fact is that Ashley came around on School's Out the musical and thinks it is good.
I actually, you know what? I like that. I like that. That's the fun fact. And we're not going to make a Twitter poll
Yeah,
because.
wow, you remembered. I was going to say that next. Yep, no Twitter poll, no next week preview, except it might be the episode in which we attempted to discuss Rugrats Go Wild.
No, we didn't. We attempted to discuss SB 129.
Oh, so what was Rugrats Go Wild? Did we just watch
We
that on
also
our
watched
own?
that on the same day, but first the recording is of us being horrified. I remember like all of it is just me being very scared of that
Yeah, we
episode.
were pretty upset. Of course, the classic initial caveman SpongeBob meme, not SpongeGar from the caveman episodes, but the one where they time travel back.
Yes.
Yeah, that was upsetting. Future.
Well, just the alone, 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 alone. Don't watch that episode while high unless you want to be disturbed,
I'll also never
frankly.
release it, but while we're all being honest with each other, I have a great recording of Ashley years ago while we were still filming the podcast, and we ended up discussing which adult Nicktoon characters we were the most attracted to, and it's a pretty wild discussion, is all I have to say.
I was very drunk at the time,
I recorded with consent, I hope.
yeah, no, you did. I think I even said I was like, I'm gonna hate it later, but also, yeah, I want it. Like, it's like, I was like, don't post it. Well, and again, this just shows what our friendship is, that I could trust Casey with this kind of content and know that he would never spread it anywhere, and he hasn't,
Now,
That's
we
the
had a
problem.
sign off and it doesn't quite work. It was, thanks for listening to the Friday Night Nicktoons podcast. I'm Ashley, I'm Casey, and we'll see you next week. How can we modify that?
You just say next time.
Yeah,
We'll
okay.
keep it open here.
Take it away
Here
then.
next time, right?
Thank you for listening to the Friday Night Nicktoons podcast. I'm Casey.
And I'm Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
I'm singing it because I'm too lazy to actually open my old GarageBand file. Goodbye.